Hello, and welcome to Minding Your Manor, where we cover everything home-related, including organizing, downsizing, productivity, decluttering, home management, and more. I'm Julie Ulmer, and I've been a professional organizer since 2003. Professional organizers help individuals or businesses take control of their surroundings, their time, their stuff, and therefore their lives. I typically work with people in their homes or offices, helping them declutter, get organized, be more productive, begin downsizing, prepare for moving, or getting settled into their new home. Today I want to talk about time management. It's certainly not uncommon for people to run late for events, appointments, school, work, getting together with a gang, or what have you. Sometimes it's very inappropriate, or the worst that happens is you miss the opening scene of a movie. No big deal. Cars do break down, coffee gets spilled down the front of a job interview outfit, the dog doesn't come when called, kids have meltdowns, or your replacement gets held up. Unexpected traffic goes without saying. Some people have given up on ever being on time and depend on others to accommodate their constant tardiness. However, many a job has been lost or opportunities missed and plenty of friends and family ticked off due to late arrivals. There are more excuses for sloppy punctuality than just poor planning, such as anxiety, dreading an event to the point that you hope to slink in and slink out barely being noticed. Is there a chance that being able to rush onto the scene, spewing apologies, gives you a little more leverage over a situation? Perhaps you feel a sense of power making others wait. The stress over constantly being late has more than a physical and mental effect on you. It sets you up for more accidents, whether it's a fender bender or you roll your ankle tripping downstairs. Who needs a ticket for speeding or an incomplete stop at a stop sign? Mathematically speaking, speeding won't really get you to your destination faster unless you're well over the limit on a very long, open road trip. So what can we do to lower our stress, get out the door without having to turn back to retrieve something forgotten, and stop having family automatically tacking a half an hour onto our expected time of arrival? It comes down to habits, deliberate planning, and commitment. Here are a few tips to help you manage your time better. One of the old standbys that you may have heard of or done yourself is setting one or two particular clocks ahead, as if to trick yourself into thinking you're on time. However, this method can sometimes cause anxiety by forcing your brain to think you're already behind the eight ball. Even if you wear a watch, be sure to have clocks in critical zones, such as bedrooms, bathrooms and kitchens, especially if there are other household members who need to be in on the breaking tardy habit. Start small with one or two appointments, 3 days out of the work week, or the next two scheduled events, leaving a full 10 to 15 minutes early and having something on hand to keep yourself occupied if you do arrive ahead of schedule. Keep a magazine in the car. Close your eyes and breathe deeply for a few minutes. Use your smartphone to stay on top of emails or delete unwanted pictures from your photo gallery. If you've had some successful arrivals, add another occasion or an event onto your commitment. Start small but think big. Setting new habits can take multiple runs, so just keep at it until you no longer feel like the white rabbit from Wonderland. Try not to sneak little stops in, even if you're running ahead. You know, if you run into the dollar, grocery store, what have you, real quick, you can guarantee something will hold up your transaction, putting you behind schedule. It's tempting, I know, but here's the time to pretend that there is such a thing as Murphy's Law. Set yourself up the night before if you have to leave early in the morning. Have your outfit ready, coffee maker set up, tote bag, pocketbook, knapsack ready, outerwear laid out. This is a crucial step if you have kids. Teach them to have their backpacks set to go the night before, as well as outfits picked out, field trip permission slips signed, bag lunches planned, or possibly even pre-packed. I've used a timer with some kids who learned getting ready to go habits better by having a timer go off to remind them to hurry some activities up. Have a checklist next to your door to go over every time you leave home. It can be as simple as a sticky note. When we leave in the morning, I always review my checklist. Cats are fed, heat's down, everyone has their phones, medications taken, garbage and recycling at the curb. It may seem silly, but it's a surefire way of making sure you always have the basics covered. If you're heading somewhere unfamiliar, be sure to confirm the address and review where you're heading beforehand with a map or on your GPS. I've really enjoyed using the Street View feature in Google Maps to give me some idea of what my destination looks like if it's a city address that isn't clear-cut. Detours can be unnerving, so it's sometimes worthwhile for the nervous driver to check traffic reports ahead of departure, especially if you'll be traveling during rush hour. Don't completely rely on GPS. It always seems to be at the worst time that you're not able to maintain a strong signal, or your phone has died and you don't have a way to power up. Of course, you know I'm going to advise that you have a car or portable battery charger for your phone. Are you frequently late because you're overcommitted? Perhaps needing to limit your obligations, you'll need to call up the troops to delegate to. Can another household member fetch the mail, walk the dog, or start the car on a bitterly cold winter day? Don't get sucked into the abyss that can be texting. One quick text stating that you're on your way is fine, but if the conversation goes past that, it's a waste of time and it's worth a quick phone call. Needless to say, always be safe with your cell phone use on the road. Lastly, stop saying you'll be late to your own funeral. That is just sabotaging self-talk that won't get you anywhere, and certainly not anywhere on time. We all have the capacity to change unfavorable habits and learn to respect not only our time, but others. In future episodes, I'll be covering more topics such as toxicity in the home and types of disorganization. Stop by our Facebook page, Minding Your Manner, on WGXC 90.7 FM, where you can ask me questions, share a tip or trick that worked for you, or just join the conversation. Thanks for joining me. This has been Julie Ulmer on WGXC, helping you mind your manner.